This is George.
And this is Donna.
And this is currently with George and Donna from Disney World. Right now we are in the Animal Kingdom, hanging out
with some animals.
Some animals near the Tree of Life.
So that music you hear behind us is just normal Disney music. Everywhere you go in Disney, there's just normal music.
I said something mean about Animal Kingdom earlier today.
What did you say?
I said it's the throwaway park. Meaning that you're always like walking around so much and trying to do everything in the other parks. You kind of plan this for the last day.
It's, well,
not
we,
throwaway
we
park.
Have, I think we have planned it always on the last day, but just by chance, though. I don't think we did it on purpose.
Okay, then I retract my statement.
Okay.
Because
you're
first
having
of
all, fun today.
I'm having a lot of fun here. It's my dogs have been barking for 3 days, and they're not barking today.
Mm-mm.
Which is kind of nice.
When George says his dogs are barking, Abby, that means his little tootsies are hurting, his feet is hurting.
It's not the puppy I have stuffed in my backpack.
No. George lives with a puppy stuffed in his back pocket 24/7. Before we go to sleep at night, I need to say, George, take the puppy out of your pocket.
So we always have to specify when I say dogs are barking what I mean by that.
Right.
Anyway, okay, here we go. Top three, while it's fresh in our mind, your favorite three rides. Go.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Let's start with number three.
Okay, number...
I'm going to work backwards.
Ooh. This is tough, babe. This is tough.
Number three.
Okay, my number three favorite ride is Thunder Mountain.
Thunder Mountain? Tell me about it. Why?
It lasts a long time, which I like for a roller coaster. Some of them seem so quick, but Thunder Mountain seems like a good amount of time. It goes outside, and I don't know why, but the Lord smiles down on me every time I'm riding Thunder Mountain. It happens to be a beautiful weather or like a nice crisp night every time I ride it, and you just feel the wind in your hair.
And we've also we saw the fireworks when we...
Yeah, we saw fireworks on it before. We saw fireworks this time on Splash Mountain, but you can see the castle from it, and the castle's all lit up at night.
Yeah, that one's a
it's
great ride.
It's so fun.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah, it really is.
Some of the rides, you're like, whoa, that was 2 hours of my life for 30 seconds. But this one, that one was really awesome. So my number three, it has to be Toy Story Land Slinkadog. So Donna and I, while we were riding some rides, we would call out the name over and over.
Yes, this is something new that we only just started. Previously, we do this really annoying thing where we go, like one of us screams and the other one, then one of us and the other one in years past when we ride a roller coaster. Just heads up, everything we do on a roller coaster is annoying.
Hyper annoying.
Every single thing. Don't ride with us.
It's a kind of you had to be there moment.
It's everything we do is a you had to be there. If you're not part of it, you're like, that's so stupid. Why
oh,
would
there
you guys
are those
do that?
People.
Yeah, there are those people.
Yeah.
But this year we started something new where we first of all, we rode Slinky Dog at Hollywood Studios. It's a little roller coaster, and it's for, I would say it's for middle school age kids and above. I mean, little kids can ride it too, but it's not a like intense roller coaster. It's just really fun. And we started screaming out on it, Slink it out!
Slink it out!
So the whole time we're riding this ride, we're screaming, Slink it out! Slink it out! So then we started this thing where we just call out the name of the ride, no matter what ride we're on. So like, for instance, yesterday we went to Space Mountain, and we're just like, Space Mountain! Space Mountain! And then on Thunder Mountain, we're like, Thunder Mountain! Big Thunder Mountain! The whole time we're
And then I started doing a thing on Slinky Dog, where when I hit a little bump, it's a nice little ride. I go, nice.
So Slinky Dog has a piece of the roller coaster where it does three little incline and drop. It does it three times. And you just go up and down really quick in about maybe 10 seconds. And George goes, nice.
And it's like a guy, in my head, it's a guy who's like, surprised by the little bump and ride, you know, like the up and down. It's like, oh, nice.
He's critiquing it very hard. He's
nice. Oh, another third time, nice.
We rode it twice because, okay, so the first time it was an 80-minute wait. and the Saints game was on. We went to have lunch at this place and watched some of the Saints game. When the Saints game first started, we went to the 50s Primetime Diner at Hollywood Studios. We sat at the counter. We ate probably the best pot roast I've ever had in my entire life. If you're going to
think about your mama's pot roast, it's better than that.
You need to take your mama into a room by herself. You need to berate her and then slap her right across the face
and say, book a flight to Disney tomorrow.
Book a flight and learn how to make up pot roasts.
Hollywood Studios, you're paying your whole way.
Listen, we're paying the price for you to go there to learn how to make a pot roast, mom. Anyway, so we sat there, we started watching the game. And, of course, we were done with our food, and we're like, okay, we got to keep it moving because people want these seats. So we went to Slinky Dog. Slinky Dog. And we watched, it was an 80-minute wait. So we're like, oh, maybe the game will be done by the time we get there. Nuh-uh. No. We didn't even end up having to wait 80 minutes. It was more like 60 minutes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we didn't even get through the whole football game. So we watched the game all through the line. Wasn't done. So we're like, okay, so we rode the ride. Here goes George. Nice. So we get off the ride, and we're like, let's just do it again and watch the rest of the game in the line again. So that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. Not a great ending to that game. But anyway,
we're
getting past it. We're in the... All right, number two.
Yeah, because P.S., if you're watching this in February of 2020, you know Saints went to the Super Bowl and won. So it doesn't even matter what happened in that game.
Yeah.
Against the 49ers.
That's true.
Yeah. So my second favorite ride ever is, I think it's...
It could be this trip, not necessarily ever.
Well, in any of the Disney parks is what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My second favorite ride in any of the Disney parks has to be the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
Yes. It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was really good. It was, right now it's very difficult to get on. We couldn't do it more than once, which we really, really want to.
Tell them about the process.
We had to show up to the park, Nutcracker Dawn at 6 a.m. And then we weren't allowed to check in for the resistance by, they said 7:45, but we did it at 7:20. And we got like in boarding group
five.
And apparently boarding groups went all the way to like 70 something.
Yeah. So when these rides first open, they don't let you do the old fashioned thing
anymore. Standby, yeah.
Like go get in line, wait as long as you want to wait. Like even if the line says 240 minutes, which trust, back in the day when Splash Mountain first opened, you were looking at like a 2 to 3 hour wait. Yeah. But, and people did it back in the day. These are the days before fast passes and stuff like that. You know, yeah. People used to do it. Like, before electronics, you can't do boarding groups.
Yeah.
So, this is something new. They're like, you get a boarding group, and you got to be looking on your phone to see when you can come back and when it's your turn to ride a ride. It's not a fast pass. They don't give you a time. They just say, you're in a group. We'll let you know when that group is boarding. George and I get there at 6 a.m., we walked into the park at 6:10.
Because you can't log on to the boarding group unless you're in the park.
Exactly. So the boarding group started at 7. So as soon as I could, I hit the button on my phone that said I want to join a boarding group. And boom, it put me in boarding group number 5. I was like, oh, sweet. Okay, well, what could there be? Maybe 10 boarding groups today? Maybe we'll get in there like 2 o'clock today or something? No. We went to ride Smuggler's Run, and then by the time we ate breakfast first, then we went to ride Smuggler's Run. By the time we got done with that, they were like, your boarding group is boarding. And we're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It just said boarding groups 1 and 2, and we're number 5. So by 8 a.m., George and I had ridden both of the Star Wars rides.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We found out later, we didn't realize, the boarding groups go all the way up to like 100 or something.
Oh, I thought it was in the 70s the highest I saw.
Well, we saw 72. Our friends had 72.
Yeah. For me, my number two was here in Animal Kingdom, Pandora, Flight of Passage. You don't really think of Pandora much when you're not in the park because that movie came out a while ago. But apparently James Cameron is making another 6 to 62 movies, sequels, and they're taking forever to be made. And it's like, I always hear comments like, this is a thing. People are still interested in this. But at the park, wow. That ride was phenomenal.
It really was
phenomenal. It was high tech. It was what you imagine a ride should be when you go to a park and you're waiting along the line. That as you're waiting, you see some of the elements. Everything's thematic. From the outside entrance to the inside entrance to the actual ride itself. It was a 4.5-minute ride, but it felt so cool, so futuristic. I do know James Cameron had a part in it when they were developing it.
I do know James Cameron. And I was about to be like, how have you been hiding this from me?
We're in the same board game group.
Oh, nice.
On Reddit.
Okay.
And so it was really cool to experience. You could see the movie influence in it a ton. Oh, you noticed like that some of the labels on the things were very, because you're a scientist, PhD, and so you noticed that some of the things, like in the labs as we were walking by, were very authentic.
Oh yeah, so when you're in line, they do the quintessential Disney Universal Studios thing where they have things for you to look at, yeah, and pay attention to, because by the time you get to that section of the line, you about had it.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
But it kind of like, yeah, wakes you up.
So it gives you something to pay attention to. It makes the line feel like it's going by faster. You don't realize the time as much. So they have, on the way to the Flight of Passage, they have this little section where it looks like a chemistry lab. And they're doing, or a chemistry, like biochemistry lab, basically. Mm-hmm. Where they're doing different experiments for the Pandora people. Forgive me, I've never seen the movie. Mm. The Na'vi. The Na'vi.
There we go. Which we're watching the movie right when we get back on.
Lord help me. But I noticed that they must have consulted real chemists when they were building the little fake lab for people to look at, because they had a bunch of pipette tips, first of all, and you do need a lot of those in the lab. They had beakers marked with the word waste, and it was done on a piece of masking tape with a black marker, which is what we really would do as chemists.
I love that.
You just
so
take
much.
The nearest beaker and you write waste on it. And then I was like, oh, they haven't labeled all their beakers like safety wise. That's not good. And then as I kept walking, they labeled more and more of the beakers. And then they also had a fridge and it said food only, which is hilarious because we used to have to mark all our fridges if we wanted to put food in them. It was really funny.
Cool. All right. Number one. Because we got to get out of here.
Okay, so I just decided this today because I was going to say Space Mountain. Okay, first of all, Space Mountain was a hot contender for me with Thunder Mountain because it's usually my favorite, like my absolute favorite.
Okay.
And I feel like maybe I should make it a tie for number three with Thunder Mountain. But after today, I realized Everest is my favorite.
Yeah,
Escape from Everest. It's my I freaking love that ride.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've only been to Animal Kingdom a couple times in the grand scope of things. I've been to Disney World a million times. Mm-hmm. But I've only been to Animal Kingdom like 4 times. Every time I love that ride, and every time I don't give it enough credit. But
and you want to ride it right away. You jump on the single rider. That's a huge benefit that they have single rider on.
They have single rider, and I'm like, I need it again, again, again. I feel like I'm a 2-year-old. Again.
And I was like, I can't. You go on that ride forwards, backwards. You do a huge drop.
Yeah,
you go fast. They did a couple of elements. What I like of that, they didn't do a lot, but they did those things that they were trying to do really good.
Yeah. For the first time, I need to give it its due. I need to give it credit. I love that ride. I think it's so fun. Can I do honorable mentions after you do your number one ride?
So my number one ride was Star Wars Land.
The whole land. That's not a ride.
It was amazing.
I took yours. Yeah, you took Rise of Resistance. Oh, were you expecting me to have that as number one?
No, I wasn't. No. Okay. But all of it, the smuggler's run, the food, the market,
the cantina,
I did all the experiences right now. I did the droid build, which was awesome. But let me tell you, I did that lightsaber build. I got teary eyed. That's how
George
good it was.
Did. He got teary eyed. He got goose pimples.
It was a cool experience. It wasn't very long. It was 10 minutes and kind of expensive, but
Ten minutes and kind of expensive.
That sums up Disney. Everything's 10 minutes and kind of expensive. Come to the happiest place on earth. That's freaking hilarious. But it was if you're a Star Wars fan and you're not just doing this to review it or not doing it because you kind of like Star Wars, like if you're a real fan, wow, that was mind-blowingly cool. So that's my favorite. What was your honorable mention?
Okay. My honorable mentions are Space Mountain, which I just said for the longest time in my life used to be my number one fave ride. I guess, I don't know. I've come to a pre... It's not that it's dropped down because it lost something. It has not lost anything in my book. It's just dropped down because I've come to appreciate some other rides more. They've moved up to match it, I should say. But I have vivid memories of being a little girl and being in Tomorrowland and getting those little glow bracelets and glow necklaces. And the weather being crisp and just right and feeling like, oh, the possibilities of life are endless. It's a truly magical place. So that's why I love Space Mountain so much. Honorable mention. Snow White, the Mine Train.
The Mine Train, that was a fun one.
Beautiful, super fun.
Super thematic.
Thematic roller coaster with a lot of pretty things to look at. The little jewels. And fun, like real fun. And then another honorable mention, the Aerosmith ride.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I made George ride that with me twice.
But that whole Steven Tyler bit.
Oh, yeah,
beforehand.
Let's talk about that. Okay, let's talk about the roller coaster first.
The roller coaster is awesome.
The reason why it gets honorable mention is because it's a freaking awesome roller coaster. It's when it takes off, it's a slingshot takeoff.
Yeah.
So you don't build momentum. You have momentum
you just shoot
from
at it,
the
like
get-go.
A bat out of hell.
You have momentum from the get-go, as I like to say.
I like
to say gecko, as in the lizard, and see if anybody knows what I'm saying. From the gecko.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have momentum, and then from there, you just blast like a rocket. And they play Aerosmith music,
yeah.
And it's in the dark with like neon glow in the dark stuff. It's awesome. But Steven Tyler's acting...
They have like most Disney rides is a little video intro and
yeah, Disney likes to do the build the thematic theatrical build up.
Some don't age well.
Yeah, some do not age well.
And this one's a weird one because you can almost like it could almost be current, but it's not, you know?
It's okay, so they did such a great job with whatever camera they used that the film doesn't look dated. But you know that Steven Tyler and the rest of Aerosmith don't look like that anymore.
Yeah. And it was...
Follow him on Instagram like I do, dude looks like an old woman.
Yeah.
So, like, he doesn't look like that anymore.
No. Steven, we know you're a podcast affiliate.
Steven Tyler, we know you listen.
Our top sponsor, by the way.
I know. And please don't hate us for saying this, but...
Yeah. He's heard worse. Yeah, that was awesome. But we were joking that we would get off the ride if we had to hear it one more time, the spiel.
Yeah.
We would tell the attendants, like, you got to get us out of this ride because if we hear Steven Tyler act one more time,
well,
we're going to throw up.
It's in the front of the ride, so I had this idea that I would go to the attendant working the ride and be like, listen, I want to ride the coaster part, but I can't be a part of this first part. Because it makes me nauseous. Well, there's nothing to make you dizzy or motion sickness in this part. No. You don't understand. Steven Tyler's acting makes me nauseous. Can I just skip right to the coaster?
And that's where we're gonna leave you, babies. We gotta get home, catch a flight. But we love you very much. We hope you enjoyed our first initial best thoughts of our best three rides at Disney, fresh off the boat.
Bye, babies.
Bye, babies. Love you.